Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Did I change it in yours?
Yeah. Did you try to put on CBS 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, CBS 3's on here.
I didn't mean to. I meant to put it here on this TV in the studio, but I think that one requires a remote control. I think I had that change when I was the morning drive host, but I don't know where the friggin' remote went. So now I can't change it.
I looked up because normally I have Fox on just in case President Trump speaks or somebody important speaks.
Yeah.
And I see like the CBS News chyron, and I'm like, what? Oh,
hang on. Let me put it back on for you. Hang on. Let's see. I can put Fox. So is it back on now in your studio?
Yeah, it's back on Fox
right.
News.
I don't know how to change it. There was a story of in one of the South Jersey towns about explosive materials found, and it looked like breaking news, but I think it was from yesterday. But it doesn't matter because I can't put it on the TV anyway. So anyway, doesn't matter. Whatever. Who cares? Why would we have a remote control, right? Why would we have a remote control that works at a studio?
Glad that you're so optimistic you think anything would be working here. Come on now.
God, please. Is DeSantis even working or is he checked out to lunch?
I'm right here.
Where?
I'm listening. I'm editing podcasts. I'm posting to social media.
By the way, you see your Waymo, they're not running anymore in LA because of what's happening in California. Do you see that?
I know. It pained me to watch those Waymos set ablaze. I love Waymo, and to watch them get burnt to a crisp was devastating. Also worth noting, because they're electric, I read in the New York Post that the batteries are actually releasing toxic smoke into the air. So if you see a burning Waymo in L.A., probably steer clear of that.
Wow. Let me ask you. If it's a mostly peaceful protest, why are all the Waymos getting blown up?
Well, it was mostly peaceful. There's, I guess, instances of violence.
Mostly peaceful blowing up Waymo self-driving vehicles, right?
Yeah, most of the Waymos walked away from Los Angeles unscathed.
Totally fine, yeah. So, oh, boy. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, we have a... let me see if I can play. I got a bunch of stuff here to get to still. Yeah, LAPD Chief Jim McDonald says rioters are now using weapons that can kill his officers and says he respects ICE and he's open to working with them. Actually, we have two here. We have 17 and 18. Why don't we start with cut 17? This is the chief of the LAPD, Jim McDonald. Go ahead.
happened, and then the National Guard was federalized. So they're working for the U.S. Army, not for the California State National Guard.
Do we need them?
Do we need them? Well, looking at tonight, this thing has gotten out of control. Before I could answer that, I'd have to know more about what their capabilities are, what their role is intended to be, to be able to make that determination. But we have great cops in Southern California here that work together all the time. So we have tremendous capability here. To say that we would go to that right away, I'd say we're not. We wouldn't have been there yet. Looking at the violence tonight, I think we got to make a reassessment.
Laurel, how has your department interacted with the National Guard, if at all, since you've been here?
I'd say very little, other than we had a conference call this afternoon. There aren't a whole lot of soldiers in place at this time. They're still incoming.
He also went on to say that the rioters are using weapons that can kill his officers. You can tell that the chief is happy the guard's there. He's just watching, the politics of this, and, he's choosing his words carefully. But at no point was he like, nah, hell no, we don't want them here. Nah, he gets it. He's just, you got to play politics given the fact that your boss is the mayor, who's a lunatic. Cut 18.
But safely for everybody involved.
Chief, we have seen two kinds of groups, at least from Friday, Saturday, and today that I've been working. The community that is enraged and they're not happy with the actions of ICE, and then the community that loots and attacks and destroys our city. What would be your direct message to both groups?
Yeah, to the people who are not happy with the fact that ICE is in the community doing what ICE does, I respect ICE for being a fellow law enforcement agency. They have their mission. They have their what they have to do. We don't engage in that activity. But again, we can't preclude them from doing that. They have every right to do that. I ask people in the community to trust the LAPD, that we're not there for that purpose, and that if they have something they need us to be able to address, we're there for them. As far as the big picture of what can I recommend they do or not do, that's something it's a federal issue, and the federal authorities have the right to be able to do what they're doing. As far as people are worried about the violence that we're seeing, this violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had individuals out there shooting commercial-grade fireworks at our officers. That can kill you. And we have adapted our tactics to be able to have a chance to be able to take these people into custody and to be able to hold them accountable. We are overwhelmed as far as the number of people out there engaged in this type of activity and the type of things that they're doing. They'll take backpacks, and the backpack will have a cinder block in it. They have a hammer, and they'll break up the cinder block and use that, pass it around to throw at officers, to throw at cars, and throw at other people. We've seen people with hammers, and you've broadcasted breaking the bollards behind the federal building and taking the rocks, if you will, or pieces of concrete and throwing them at officers. We've had liquid of who knows what description thrown at officers. There's no limit to what they're doing to our officers.
Now, this guy works for a nut. All right. So when you're the chief of police and you got to deal with a lunatic who's your boss, you got to be choice with your words. I think he's doing a great job in explaining this and also saying, the federal law enforcement has a job to do, and that's different from our job. And, but then he's going on to talk about how they're attacking federal law enforcement. So then the president, as the commander in chief, who's taking an oath to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed, now has to go out there and ensure that these federal law enforcement officers are safe. But this is what this guy has to deal with. Here's the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, who reminds me of like Jim Kenney back in the day, who would always take the side of the criminals, and then he would just get fed up and run away and cry and You know what I mean? Like, and act like he was completely useless and blame everybody and was happy for Philadelphia to become a sanctuary city and watch as Philadelphia was allowed to become overtaken by criminals thanks to Larry Krasner and never did anything damn thing about it. He just kept going after Trump the entire time he was mayor of Philadelphia. And she reminds me of that. The same thing. You know, I'm just going to blame Trump and not my failure as a mayor, my failure as a leader, my failure for not standing up for law enforcement and against crazy people. Cut 15.
Outraged that this has happened. Of course, what happened here, I think, was probably the worst. There were a number of locations where ICE raided today. And, you know, to me, when these things happen, it sows a sense of terror in the community. It's bad enough that it happened at this location, but the way this goes and spreads throughout the community, then people are not sure where they're safe.
Yeah, well, they're not safe. Well, if they're an illegal immigrant, then they shouldn't feel like they're safe because they're in this country illegally. I don't know what else to say other than that's the beef that these people have, which is that they want people who are in this country legally to be able to stay. Well, if that's the case, then Congress needs to change the law. I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, these guys have a job to do. They got to enforce the immigration law. President Trump won on that, and he said he was going to do that. In fact, CNN actually confronted the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, with a poll showing overwhelming support for his deportation agenda. Cut 16.
Are Democrats out of touch on this issue?
Well, I think if you did the polling in Los Angeles, I'm not sure it would be that way, considering we are a city of immigrants. And then people might approve that policy. But do people really approve the federal government coming in and seizing power from a state and from a city? So I drill down a little further on that poll because I do not believe that Americans support the federal intervention in a city takeover or a state takeover.
Let's go through some numbers real quick. In the 2024 presidential election in Los Angeles County, Donald Trump received 32% of the vote. Now, that's not obviously a majority, but it's not nothing, right? That means 32% of the people there voted for him. And the interesting thing about that is that he received 44,000 more votes in Los Angeles County compared to his 2020 performance. His share was 32%. He saw an increase in his vote share across 45 out of 58 California counties in 2024. Now, he's not doing a federal takeover of Los Angeles, but to the people that voted for him, A, don't they want this crap to stop? You're damn right they do. B, to the people that didn't vote for him, don't they want this crap to stop? You're damn right they do. Most of them do anyway. People with a brain, people with sane people want this to stop. So what do? You turn around and go, well, not in Los Angeles. No. They love this here. They love this in L.A. Bernie Sanders was asked about Trump sending the National Guard into Los Angeles. He replied that Trump is rapidly moving the country to authoritarianism. Somehow invokes D-Day into all this. cut 19.
Is your response to the fact that the president has ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to California?
Look, Dana, we have a president who was moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism. This guy wants all of the power. He does not believe in the Constitution. He does not believe in the rule of law. We just celebrated a few days ago, June 6th, the American landing at Normandy, mm-hmm. where it began the invasion of Europe to defeat fascism and Nazism. Those guys died. They gave up their lives to defend democracy, not to have an all-powerful ruler in the United States of America.
What is your
I can imagine
response?
Bernie Sanders saying something similar after other presidents have used the National Guard, right? I would imagine. So USA Today actually broke this down a little bit. Other times the National Guard has been called up by the president of the United States of America. And it wasn't until 1967 that presidents federalized the Guard to further assist law enforcement agencies responding to protests and demonstrations. So it goes all the way back to the 1960s when Obviously, there were all the mostly peaceful protests during the Vietnam War. The earliest instance of presidents sending in the guard to quell civil unrest are in 1794 and 1799, when authoritarian dictator George Washington and authoritarian tyrant John Adams called upon state militia and volunteer units to suppress the Whiskey Insurrection and the Fries Rebellion. Now, if you think that the Fries Rebellion was a rebellion around French fries, you have to learn your history. But I'm not going to get into it right now. But nevertheless, the president and then the president after him, John Adams, both called upon the National Guard, which was called the militia at the time, to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. Okay? And obviously, I'm being sarcastic when I call Washington an authoritarian or John Adams a tyrant, though some could argue some of Adams' policies were a little tyrannical, you know, for the day. But I'll let you be the judge of that. And that's not for this segment. But, you know, presidents avoided calling upon the militia in response to civil disturbances for most of the 19th century, with state militias quelling labor riots and slave revolts most of the time. Following the Civil War, the National Guard says it played active roles in quelling the race riots and labor strikes throughout the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and for the 90 years between the beginning of Reconstruction and the early years of the Civil Rights era, and no president federalized the force for civil disturbance operations. Until things got really ugly, when Presidents Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson all federalized the National Guard to enforce the expansion of civil rights and to ensure public order. The Guard was involved in many of the most pivotal civil rights era events. So I'm just wondering if Bernie Sanders would be screaming about the time that the president sent the National Guard into Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. When General Eisenhower, the supreme Allied commander who was the architect of D-Day, which Bernie just rambled on about, had the audacity to act like a tyrant and send the National Guard in to ensure that young black children could go to school. When a Democrat governor in Arkansas, who, yes, as somebody pointed out earlier to me on the show, Bill Clinton's mentor, said no and used local law enforcement and the National Guard to block the entry to the school building, in which case then Eisenhower federalized the Guard and the children were peacefully escorted into the building, thus ending segregation after the Supreme Court's ruling. I'm just wondering if Bernie would scream that Eisenhower was acting like an authoritarian tyrant dictator. I'm curious. I mean, I'm asking for a friend. That Eisenhower, how dare he involve himself in Arkansas? You imagine that's probably, I would imagine how Bernie would sound. Arkansas, these little kids have no business. Who is he to call up the Guard? How dare he? Eisenhower is acting like the guy. He needs to learn about who Eisenhower was, who organized D-Day and liberated Europe from tyranny, because Eisenhower is not acting like that Eisenhower. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I just want to hear Bernie. If Arkansas sounds like oligarchy, and if he were to say the oligarchy in Arkansas, if you could not tell which word he was saying at the same time, that would be my guess. Then there was the time President John F. Kennedy used the National Guard at the University of Mississippi in 1962, Democrat governor, and at the University of Alabama in 1963. The Alabama National Guard was also called into federal service for the Selma-Montgomery March in 1965. National Guard members were also called in during the Detroit Rebellion of 1967 and to respond to protests and violence that followed Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination in 1968. After Trump's deployment of the National Guard on Sunday, June 8th, the two most recent times a president federalized the National Guard for civil disturbance operations were approximately 55 and 33 years ago, respectively. President Richard Nixon deployed the force in 1970 in response to the postal strike that was the first and largest walkout ever against the federal government. President George W. Bush in 1992 called on Guard members to respond to the 1992 Rodney King riots, which broke out after the acquittal of Los Angeles Police Department officers. The unrest let 60 people dead, left 60 people dead and 2,300 injured, according to the Bill of Rights Institute, and thousands of members of the Guard, the U.S. Army, and the Marine Corps were deployed in the city. So wait. I'm sorry. I know I don't know my history. I know I don't pay attention to the news cycle and the Constitution and whatnot, but it seems like this has been done before, literally in Los Angeles, and not that long ago. And it's not like they called up the Marines. Oh, wait, they did. Sorry. Thousands of members of the Guard, the U.S. Army, and the Marine Corps were deployed in the city. In fact, it's funny. The National Guard has actually been deployed in Los Angeles several times in response to civil disorder and natural disasters. At the request of state and local officials, the Guard is an especially familiar force with large swaths of the state that have experienced historic wildfires over the past decades. In 1965, nearly 14,000 Guard troops were sent to Los Angeles amid the Watts protests, at the request of the California Lieutenant Governor. In 1992, former President George H.W. Bush ordered National Guards to respond to the Rodney King protests, as I mentioned to you. And it was the last time the Insurrection Act was invoked by a president. That was in 1992 by George H.W. Bush. When you hear all these people on TV wishing that Donald Trump could be more like the Bushes, wishing he could just be more like sane, sensible, reasonable Republicans like George H.W. Bush, who used the Insurrection Act in 1992. To quell violent protests when the city of Los Angeles was on fire after the acquittal of the police officers in the Rodney King beating. I know, it's crazy. What Trump is doing is truly unprecedented. If you ignore all those other times that the National Guard was used in places like Los Angeles, then yes, you are correct. What he's doing here is absolutely 100% unprecedented if you just ignore all those other times that the Guard was used to quell violent protests in places like, checks notes, Los Angeles. Right. In 1994, the Guard was sent to assist with the aftermath of the Northbridge earthquake. So anyway, President, not the first time, probably not going to be the last one either. But again, there's a narrative that Trump's a dictator and he's got to do this stuff. And this is why he's doing all this stuff. And, you know, that's what he's saying here. So there's all that. But yet, democracy is clearly in the balance. I wonder if Gavin Newsom would have said that. I wonder if back in 1957, when Little Rock, Arkansas, when that tyrant, authoritarian fascist Dwight Eisenhower invoked his federal powers to federalize the Guard against the wishes of the racist segregationist governor of Arkansas, the man who literally led our forces on D-Day and whose sole decision to go on D-Day, he said, it's going to be mine. If this fails, it's on me. That guy, that Dwight Eisenhower, I wonder if Gavin Newsom would have said that Dwight Eisenhower was at the time, of course, now democracy in the balance because he was overriding the state who was saying that these kids could not go into a school, thus integrating that school. I'm just curious about that. But again, here's California Governor Gavin Newsom, cut number four.
Are causing mischief and mayhem. What's your message to those people who are out there tonight? Not the peaceful protesters that are out there protesting for the rights of immigrants, yeah, but for the people that are doing damage to buildings, to law enforcement out
there. Well, they're doing more than damage to buildings and to property. They're potentially damaging the very foundation of our republic. The democracy is in the balance. I mean, you're seeing these authoritarian tendencies now are being acted out by this administration.
Stop right there. Authoritarian tendencies by Eisenhower calling up the National Guard. Authoritarian tendencies by George H.W. Bush calling up the National Guard, federalizing them, sending in the Marines to quell the violence in Los Angeles. Do these Democrats have any idea what idiots they sound like? Honestly, do they have any idea how they sound? Do they care? That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VanariaDental.com. When we get back, Count Grand Sangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band says Donald Trump and his response now are going to further escalate a situation that he created. Cut 23. Go, we'll take a break, though, first. Go ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you... So freaking bummed about Friday night. There I am sitting in the chair ready to go with Laura and audio goes dead. What are you going to do? Magic of television. But then I was on Fox News Saturday with Jimmy Fallon Saturday night and America's Newsroom this morning. And we'll see what the rest of the week brings us. It's only Monday, but man, was I bummed. Man. Anyway. So where was I? Oh yeah, I was going to play for you. First of all, there's a little bit of breaking news from the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who put out the following statement. He said this: due to increased threats to federal law enforcement officers, literally at 6:24 p.m. and federal buildings, approximately 700 active duty U.S. Marines from Camp Pendleton are being deployed to Los Angeles to restore order. We have an obligation to defend federal law enforcement officers, even if Gavin Newsom will not. Correct. They have an obligation under the law because the president takes an oath to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. And part of that is protecting federal law enforcement officers when they are doing their duties. That's the bottom line. So. what was the cut I was going to play again? I forgot. Oh, Cory Booker. Yes. Count Grand Sangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. He goes on to meet the press and ignores the riots in Los Angeles, calls them peaceful, and then completely pivots over to January 6th. Cut 23.
Look, since years before I was born,
Law enforcement knows it's good when there's cooperation and coordination. For the president to do this when it wasn't requested, breaking with generations of tradition.
Now stop it right there for a second here. Let's think about that for a second. Cory Booker's black. Had it not been for Eisenhower breaking with tradition and sending in the National Guard to integrate the schools in Arkansas, I don't know. If it had not been for George H.W. Bush breaking with tradition and sending in the National Guard into Los Angeles and California to deal with the riots in 1992, or for, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
Only going to incite the situation and make things worse. We are now at a point where we have a president who sat back and did nothing as people stormed our Capitol, viciously beat police. And then when those people who viciously beat police and led to some of their deaths, therefore cop killers, were convicted by juries, he then pardoned them all. So for him to be talking to anybody right now about responsive law enforcement to protect people is hypocritical at best. The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. And again, any violence against police officers should not be accepted. Local authorities can handle that. But remember, a lot of these peaceful protests are being generated because the president of the United States is sowing chaos and confusion by arresting people who are showing up for their immigration hearings, who are trying to abide by the law. He's arresting them. And you see this in communities that are Republican, Trump supporters, being outraged that he's raiding kitchens and arresting people, high schools and arresting people who are not what he said he would do, which is focus law enforcement resources on violent criminals and people that are a danger to other Americans.
You know what makes me laugh about January 6th? One could argue that Donald Trump learned his lesson after January 6th by not calling up the National Guard, and he listened to the local officials who said, and the Speaker of the House, we didn't need the National Guard. January 6th happened. One could argue Donald Trump is saying, you know what, I'm not going to wait for anybody to ask me. I'm just going to do it because I think it's what needs to be done, and that's the end of it. But, of course, nobody's going to give him that credit, and Kristen Welker is just going to let Cory Booker go on and Count Grand Sangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. Here is, in fact, Maxine Waters, yes, yelling at soldiers. Where is that clip? Which clip is that now? Oh, yes, cut 20. Insane Maxine Waters verbally harassing National Guard troops alongside anti-ICE protesters in Los Angeles. Cut 20.
What are you going to do? Are you going to shoot some kid? He's afraid of you and run? You going to shoot an elected official? Shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. You did, the governor was not contacted. This is Trump and his outrageous attempt to not only target our sanctuary city, but to frighten us and intimidate us. This is wrong, and I hope that none of you will use those guns to shoot anybody. There's no reason to shoot anybody. Don't allow them to make your service in a service where you're killing people. Don't do it. Defy them. Don't shoot those guys for anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who's shooting anybody? What are you talking about? Nobody's getting shot. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is the narrative here that they're playing, this ridiculous game. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VanariaDental.com. Oh, by the way, Kathy Griffin, election-denying nut, Kathy Griffin does not believe Trump won a free and fair election. Remember her? She was the one holding up the bloody Trump head back in the day. Well, she's back with her conspiracy nonsense. This is what Kathy Griffin had to say. Cut 31.
I'm Kathy Griffin, and I do not think Trump won in a free and fair election. I believe there was tampering. I don't know. I don't know if it was the Elon connection. I don't know if it was just a few good old boys in the South who didn't do the, you know, I mean, what they accuse us of, if you remember Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, what they tend to accuse us of is what we find out they themselves did. So I know I'll take heat for this and people are going to say I'm crazy, but I've been called crazy before, Don.
Well, you are crazy. You're freaking nuts, by the way. You're a bag of rocks. All right, we'll be right back. Quick break, quick turnaround. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
UFOs, baby. I forgot. You know, over the weekend, I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Pentagon disinformation that fueled America's UFO mythology. The U.S. military fabricated evidence of alien technology and allowed rumors to fester to cover up real secret weapons programs. So remember they did they've been looking lately into UFOs and UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon. The congressionally ordered probe took investigators back to the 1980s when an Air Force colonel visited a bar near Area 51. You know, Area 51, obviously. He gave the owner photos of what might be flying saucers. The photos went up on the walls, and into the local lore went the idea that the U.S. military was secretly testing recovered alien technology. But the colonel was on a mission of disinformation. The photos were doctored. This now retired officer has confessed to Pentagon investigators. The whole exercise was a ruse to protect what was really going on at Area 51. The Air Force was using the site to develop top secret stealth fighters, viewed as a critical edge against the Soviet Union. Military leaders were worried that the programs might get exposed if locals somehow glimpsed the test flight of, say, the F-117 stealth fighter. Now, this episode, which is being reported now for the first time, which is one of a series of discoveries the Pentagon team made as it investigated decades of claims that Washington was hiding what it knew about extraterrestrial life. That effort culminated in a report released last year by the Defense Department that found allegations of a government cover-up to be baseless. Now, of course, the question is, as you read this, and the question you've got to ask yourself is, Do you think this is the misinformation, or is that the misinformation? In other words, was the government telling them that they were UFOs so that they could say that they were saying that they were UFOs because they were really UFOs and alien technology? And then they go back and say, no, we were telling them that so that we could say it was disinformation or misinformation. Because I don't know what to believe of these people. I really don't. A Wall Street Journal investigation reveals the report itself amounted to a cover-up, but not in the way the UFO conspiracy industry would have people believe. The public disclosure left out the truth behind some of the foundational myths about UFOs. The Pentagon itself sometimes deliberately fanned the flames. I have no doubt the government uses disinformation against the people all the time. I have no doubt, but I'm wondering, were they doing that really to keep secret weapons secret, or were they doing that so that they could say that they were doing that, therefore then disproving or trying to make you not believe the fact that there was actually alien life or alien craft or anything else? You know what I mean? Because if they say, well, listen, go to Area 51, tell them there's aliens so that we can tell everybody it was us who told them there were aliens there. Instead of acting like we were denying it, we were supplying it. That's a terrible analogy, but you know what I mean. At the same time, the very nature of Pentagon operations, an opaque bureaucracy that kept secret programs embedded within secret programs, cloaked in cover stories, created fertile ground for the myths to spread. War of the Worlds took an ominous turn more recently when a handful of former Pentagon officials went public with the allegations of a government program to exploit extraterrestrial technology and hide it from Americans. Those claims led to the Pentagon's investigation. Now evidence is emerging that the government efforts to propagate UFO mythology date back all the way to the 1950s. Yeah, I get that, but I don't think this proves a damn thing. I really don't, because there's no doubt in my mind we were testing super secret, high tech military stuff. No doubt about that. But that also doesn't mean that there weren't things that they were looking at that might have been extraterrestrial. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It could have been both. That's A. B, the fact that they were trying so hard to make us think that there were UFOs in the desert draws people out to the desert, which gives them more likely an idea that they may see something, and then it might, and they didn't have the internet back then, obviously, but that if they were so worried about this, somebody seeing an F-117 stealth fighter, why would you then lead to all these people going out there and literally having Area 51 festivals and parades and all this other stuff, if not so that you can say, oh, no, we planted all that. We planted the evidence. I know the government does that, obviously. Or they plant cocaine in a guy or something like that. I get it. But if you don't want people to see what you're doing, then what you're doing is you're bringing people out there to see what you're doing, so that you can then turn around and say, yeah, but what you saw was not really what you think you saw. You saw something that was alien, but at the same time, the Pentagon was denying the existence of UFOs and aliens, which was then leading people to turn around and go, well, they're obviously covering up for military testing. Obviously, clearly. But you're still drawing people. You're still drawing a crowd to Area 51. The Pentagon omitted key facts in the public version of the 2024 report that could have helped put some of the UFO rumors to rest, both to protect classified secrets and to avoid embarrassment. The Air Force in particular pushed to omit some details it believed could jeopardize secret programs and damage careers. I'll talk more about this on tomorrow's show because I know we're running out of time, but all this stuff does is just lead to more conspiracy theories, because I think that if you could prove that they're putting stuff out, the government is, then you have to turn around and go, okay, but you're putting all this stuff out intentionally, and then you're telling us that you purposely put out the disinformation, but now here's the real information, and we're supposed to believe that now? Like, where's this big change you had right now? Why are you telling us now? Aren't you still testing things out there, or are you just done testing out new technology? Have we given up on that? Or are we doing it now at some place in the you know what I'm saying? Like this seems to be the kind of thing where they purposely want us to doubt everything that they're saying then by telling us that what they said then was BS, but we should trust them now because they're coming clean about the BS they told us then, except they're not coming clean with everything. They're still keeping a lot of stuff secret, but we're supposed to trust them that now, this time now, what they're telling us is real about the stuff that they told us back then was real, that they're now telling us is BS, that they were then telling us is real. And it just kind of makes me think, like, at some point in the future, they're going to turn around and go, all right, yeah, that was BS too. Yeah, we came out with that whole thing that we made up. That was all BS. Also us. And they also say many of the orbs, the pilot accounts, were reflections of the sun. But they're actually looking at whether or not those things could be things like Chinese aircraft using next generation cloaking methods that distort their appearance. See, I've always believed that it may not be from outside of planet Earth, but that it really probably came from China, a lot of this stuff. And there's why things like the spy balloon going over our freaking country for that entire time till they blew it up. That makes me think that there's a lot that they know that they're not telling us about how ill-equipped we are maybe against some of our enemies, and they'd rather us think it's aliens because that distracts us, you know, from the real threat, which is not Mars, but Beijing. All right, we got to run. That's the show. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Back tomorrow. We'll see what chaos ensues overnight. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.